You know, I have a way to tap into your focus. Hypnosis. You'd be so good at it. Did you know that? Did you know that you'd be so good at hypnosis? Don't give me that look. You and I both know it's true. And if you don't believe me now, you will. You'll find that as we play around with just how good you are at drawing your attention to things, you'll learn all kinds of fun new tricks we can play with your mind. I mean, that is what you want, isn't it? No, I'm not going to tell you to relax. Actually, quite the opposite. I want you comfortable enough, but I'm not going to tell you to take deep breaths and close your eyes. If you close your eyes at some point so you can focus even more, great. If they don't, it doesn't really matter. A lot of people, in fact, can be deeply hypnotized with their eyes fully open. Let me tell you a story about someone who is very good at hypnosis. They were known for going into all kinds of incredible trance states and doing amazing things with their brain. They would drift in and out so easily, and people loved to witness it and would watch for hours as they went in and out and in and out and in and out of trance. It didn't always work as perfectly intended, but they got good at something called waking trance. Have you heard of this? Well, regardless, it's hypnosis where the person seems to be awake and present and in the room, but deep down in the back of their minds, they are so focused that at any moment, they're given a suggestion and it sticks. It was magical. Now, this person later found out they have ADHD. This shouldn't make a difference, and it didn't. But what did change was the perception of how other people looked at them. The words hard or difficult got thrown around. Words that you may have, like them, have heard before, but we know, as they know, how untrue that was. It just looks different for different people. Now, during this story time, some of your brain switched off, and that's fine. I don't expect you to pay attention this whole time. Just keep my voice inside your ears, and that's all that matters. You can do whatever you need to keep your focus on, whatever it is important at the time. You could watch TV, silly cat videos, play with fidget toys. It doesn't really matter. As long as I'm here talking to you, that's all that matters. Your attention will shift when it's important, and you'll know exactly when that is. Now, you might be like, secret, what's the goal here? Well, the goal is for you to experience hypnosis, of course. But I want to help you achieve something fun. A little naughty, shall we say. I want you to imagine a person without thoughts. A blank slate. Someone who's so focused and fixated that everything else is non-existent to them at that very moment. Their eyes are open or closed, and they just exist in that space. If someone tells them to do something in that moment, they do it effortlessly without thinking, because they are just a blank, empty, mindless shell. And it feels amazing. Now imagine that person was told to nod their head. They do, without thinking. It's just easy to do it. No thoughts. Their eyes open and then closing on command, and when they hear a snap with the word deep sleep now, they go back into that place instantly, every time, becoming more easily programmed. Like a computer whose brain has been hacked, hijacked with words and phrases that bring feelings flooding over them. Perhaps if you're lucky, you might get to experience this too. It's only a matter of time and practice after all, and I know you can do it. Now I know you're going to be so good at this. Why? Because you hyperfixate all the time. Everyone does these days. We have so many things to focus on all at once, from overwhelming endless streams of content. And if you think about it, or don't, I don't mind, and I'm sure you won't, or don't mind soon enough. When you focus on your everyday tasks, you find yourself consumed in them, especially with people with ADHD. I myself know this from experience, and well, because I know so well how it works, I can hijack your ability to hyperfocus and fixate so easily. Does that excite you? I bet it does. The idea that you're just going to go along with how your brain works so naturally, only to have me come in and use it to my advantage, or to yours, I mean. The goal is to make you a mindless, empty, hypnotized little plaything, after all. to take you over for just a fleeting moment, and before you even realized it, your mind is swimming and lost in daydreams. Thoughts of me and what my words, my pictures I paint in your head are doing to you at that moment. See, this hyperfixation is your superpower, and when harnessed properly, it can cause some pretty amazing results. I know there are rumors that people with ADHD can't be hypnotized, and that's very silly. It's just different for us. You might not feel particularly relaxed, but that's boring anyway. You might have your eyes open the entire time or not. You might drift from having your eyes open and deeply entranced to back awakening in a matter of microseconds. Whatever it looks like and feels like for you will happen because you want it to, because you trust me, and because you're smart. You know that I know I couldn't make you do anything you don't want me to. But you want this. Don't you? This moment of bliss, you want me to hypnotize you, correct? And you want me to make your mind empty of all thought, yes? Yes, you do. Nod yes for me, sweetie. Good. You know, your mind is perfectly trained to hyperfixate. That's what your brain has been made for, and it's science, it's a fact. You can't change that, but you can allow it to happen when I say so and focus on what I lead and guide you to as long as it's interesting enough. You find the idea of hypnosis exciting, interesting, and alluring. That's why you're here with me in the first place. You're so already primed just to go there in the first place. The one where you go when you're endlessly scrolling social media or lost in some rabbit hole of YouTube videos, watching some TV show while on your phone or playing video games. Your mind moves at such a fast pace that you don't even know where time is flying past or the words I whisper in the background to you. Honestly, it's not even that important. If it was, you would give it your full attention, and you will, but for now, let my words just be in the back of your head like a passing thought, like my words appear in the back of your head, typed in perfect form, or flowing around like ribbons in the air, or flooding with water drifting over you. All the ideas combine to a jumbled mess in the middle, but that's okay. The gentle idea of being overwhelmed doesn't faze you, does it? Good. You know, I could tell you the usual confusing spiel about not doing anything to you. My words have no effect on you, but you're far too clever to fall for those kinds of tricks. I could have you focus on numbers, counting forwards, backwards, sideways, even while I talk to you until you slip into mindless bliss. But I think that would be too predictable. I could fractionate you by counting down and up until you give in and lose yourself to me, or better yet, I could actively tell you to fight the words and their effect on your mind until eventually your mind loses a grip on reality and you fall into trance. Any of these ideas would probably work just fine, and maybe even me talking about the methods now leaves you curious and wondering what that might be like, but in a little while, you will know all of these. One by one, as they stack on top of you, layer after layer of deep trance load into your mind, I wonder how it will hold that one pile with that much deep pressure. I do wonder what hypnosis makes you more curious. I wonder how many ideas I can stack on top of you before your brain starts to lose itself in the overload and lose to it. People ask my favorite hypnosis method. I like pocket watches, of course. I wonder if you can imagine a small doll in front of you. It sits in front of us as we talk to it. Well, I talk. You listen. And observe and witness as the watch drops in front of its face. Like a movie playing out, the watch swings and sways gently across its eyes. Back and forth so gently as its head moves with it. The rhythmic pattern so soothing, like a gentle stimming feeling in the back of your mind. Coming forth and enveloping you, the toy's head drifts so gently in time to the rhythm, and you feel the sway starting to pull as you watch. It's such a gentle motion that does so much to the mind as it starts to focus. A spiral in front of its face starts to spin as it loses itself in its grip. Eyes starting to focus so hard, they start to blur as you watch as the doll starts to blink, 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 more and more. The gentle wave of the spiral encasing its mind in a pleasant focus, feeling that it's helpless and it can't look away. It tries, but it just can't. You try, but you just can't. So it fixates deeper and deeper and deeper. You fixate deeper and deeper into that perfect center, spiraling down into it, the focus feeling enveloping you, the metronome. Ticks, tocks in the back of its head as it follows the pattern back and forth, its body swaying back and forth as its eyes tire so much from the staring that even the sound is like a trigger, beckoning it to move in unison, and it just can't help it. The focus on the sound pulling you down as you watch, the watch swinging gently back and forth, all the while my fingers dance across your face, making motions in front of you as you start to feel the gentle pull as it starts to motion in the front of your head, and it pulls back, 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 further and deeper into your mind till you feel the gentle tug from there, the toy stuck in place, no thoughts, head empties as it find itself focusing. Watch the watch, spinning in spirals, tick-tock of the metronome pulling you down, 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 dragging it into its mind, deepest reaches of trance, of hypnofixation, hyper-focus, transfixed on all of this, repeating patterns that steal your focus from one scene to the next, to the next, to the next. And then imagine a room of endless screens. Not too much of a reach, we all live in a world surrounded by them. But this room is different. It's endless, eternal. All the screens have different images springing to life. Images of someone, something being hypnotized in every which way. Your mind flicks from one to the other to the other. For someone not like you, it might be too much, but you love this rapid shifting of gears your brain is so primed to already do. You watch each screen for as long as you're interested. You see watches, voices, objects, item, movement, motion, everywhere your brain can fathom. Pocket watch, spiral, metronome, headphones, handshakes, eye rolls, relaxed, eyes open, fractionation, endless trance again and again and again. Counting down, counting up, overload, overwhelm, eyes heavy, mind heavy, head heavy. Everything looks so perfect, like the textbook trance state you can imagine in your mind. What that feels like, looks like, sounds like. It all springs to life on the screen. Over and over and over. It happens so routinely, and you split your focus between these so easily. After all, you are so good. After all, you are so good at hyper-focusing, fixating, splitting your time and attention. But I want you to keep watching until the next one pulls your focus. Do you spend more or less time on each one? Is it a rapid-fire back-to-back trances, or is it slow and steadily paced? Does it shift and change till it starts to take hold of you? Have you ever heard of bystander trance? The splash zone? You're in it, and each video starts to make you want to join in. Your mind getting easily pliable from the lessons it learns from each screen. The picture might be blurry or clear, but it starts as a toy from before, generic. Non-distinct, it looks so happy, dazed. A joyous grin on its face from being toyed with, played with, its mind melted over and over and over. But as we look closer to the screens, you notice it. Don't you? You see the truth, don't you? This is you, and this is me, sitting in that room, a blank room, an empty room, a room devoid of all thought. Thoughts disappear into the walls as they're sucked up into the air, hypnotizing you again and again and again, every second of hours, days, weeks, even fractionating you hypno-focused into trance so many times. You start to feel the feeling blurring into one as you go there again and again and again. How many times have you played this game? I talk, you listen. I trance you, your mind melts and becomes putty in my fingers. You are so clever. You've learned how good it feels to be pliable like this. And it feels good to focus on that many things at once. Around and around and around. Each screen of video of us playing with your brain. And you are so good at this. Say it. I am good at being hypnotized. Yes. Let those words remind you that this is what trance is. This is what it feels like to you. A mix of focus and suggestion that allows you to dissociate from the outside world. That doesn't matter right now. What matters is what's important. What's important is what's exciting. What excites you is right here, right now. This moment of words mingling with feelings, with intent and trust, all combined until you are here, right here. Thoughts come and go. Let them. We all have intrusive thoughts, But when you do have some, go back to those many, many screens, those hypnosis screens. They show you the practice you're doing. Even mentioning them makes your brain buzz and hum with busy excitement of being allowed to focus on me and my words and this trance. Each screen is a lived experience you play out in your mind. Each of my words, a new trance, bringing you deeper and deeper and deeper into that suggestible, dissociated state. The one that allows you to be this good at hypnosis, this good at hyperfixation, this good at tuning out the world and focusing on me. Nod yes for me. So every time I say yes, your head gently nods, just easily at first. You might not even think about it. It might start like an intrusive thought, must not. Yes, must not. Yes. But soon enough, it's automatic that during the session, you can do this. It won't last forever. Just until I say so. And you can relax knowing that you, yes, love to feel the proof of power that I have of your mind, the power of my suggestions right now, training you to respond to something so simple. Yes is such a powerful hypnotic tool. A powerful hypnotic affirmation of my control over you right now. You like that? Yes. Yes, you do. And just like that toy, you realize you can step into its place, seeing through its eyes and act like it does. An empty-headed plaything to be enjoyed. Like you right now. It brings you such joy that you are, yes, so good at this. Your mind is so easily corrupted by me because I know how you think and how you feel and how it feels to go into a different state of trance. Even now, you find yourself drifting in and out, in and out, in and out of different states that make you feel a fuzzy feeling deep inside your head. And that's okay. That's your brain choosing what the next new exciting thing to see here to give your precious thought and attention to. Right now, that attention, as limited as it may seem, is all mine. Yes, all mine. Yes, all mine. Tell me. Say yes, it's all yours. Yes. Good. When your thoughts drift back up, I pull you right back down. It's like your brain is tethered to my voice, tethered to me. My tone is the anchor that brings you back down. Even as your mind starts to wander once more, back to the screens, back to the methods of my control, my hypnosis over you, back to the yes and back to the sense of overwhelm that leaves you reeling. You are so good at this. Focusing into dissociation, focusing your way into my suggestions to you. You are that toy, like a little puppet on strings being pulled into this place of surrender. And that makes you so happy. So happy to be so hypnotized. The methods looping around again. Each time you lose focus, you come back to the screens and watch yourself go under again. Exactly as you imagined it in your mind, it rings true in this moment right now. And it's so easy. So very easy, and it always has been. Now imagine for a second, which you can do because you are such a clever little thing, that if I said the words, deep sleep now, and snap my fingers, you could very easily come back to this place of deep trance. Why don't we try it now and prove it to yourself? Prove to yourself that this is exactly as it's going to be. I want you to open your eyes if they aren't already and go ahead and let me be cruel and bring you back up, 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 up. But not all the way. Just enough to be in that blissful waking trance. Hello there. Hi. Pretend to be awake for me right now. That's right. Okay, let's just pretend how not deeply hypnotized you are, okay? Nod yes for me. Good. Still suggestible now. Ready? Are you ready? Yes. Are you ready? Yes. Are you ready? Yes. Good. Deep sleep now. Deep sleep now. Deep sleep now. Good. Just like that. Just like that. Go back down, down, down. Surrounded by the screen, surrounded by hypnosis, it drifts into every fiber of your being and takes hold of you again. What a good little toy. Now this special little trigger will work after today's session, but only with someone you trust and consent to use this, and only in a place that is safe and comfortable for you to do so. You are so very suggestible, but only to those who are worthy of playing with your very precious mind like that. Do you understand? Yes. Very, very good. And just a reminder that after today's session, every time I say yes, it will no longer affect you. Until, of course, you replay this again, and then it comes straight back to you. And all the suggestions will just amplify every single time. Do you understand? Yes. Good. Now it's time to have even more fun with you, my little toy. I'm not done with you just yet. For the rest of this experience, when I say the words empty toy, you'll respond, I am an empty toy. And you'll feel a wave, a sense of correctness and bliss and pure happiness rush through you because yes, that's right, you are an empty toy. You love to respond so quickly and easily. You love to feel the relief from thinking it brings you. And each time you respond, empty toy, it's a reminder to the thoughts tucked away in the back of your mind to just disappear for a while longer. Your focus is where it needs to be. Right here. I am the focal point of your attention. I have hijacked you and made you for this moment, and that feels good. Empty toy. You are so wonderful. Yes, you are. Yes, you look so happy and peaceful there where you are. And because you are so good, I know I could keep you here lost for hours, spiraling down the control I have over your mind, over your precious attention span, the captivated snare I have over you is overwhelming sometimes. And it does get easier and easier to focus your attention, not just with me, but with the people you trust when it's consented and appropriate. Yes, that's right, MT Toy. Yes, that's right, MT Toy. I know you love this feeling, like a gentle caress over your mind, a gentle touch on your cheek, and one that feels like a soft blanket enveloping your body and mind until it's so deeply and intensely focused on that dissociation that it's consumed you. Yes, 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 MT Toy. You love this, don't you? Yes. See, it's simple, like you are so simple right now in this moment. Yes, you love to be hypnotized, and the images of you going in and out of trance plays on a loop inside your mind right now, training you to submit, training you to obey, training you to be so hypnotizable. And you love it. Yes, you love it. Yes, you've been waiting a while for this, huh? Yes. A moment where you and I could be here one-on-one playing with your mind. Yes, you know a lot of people like me have a fidget toy, something they play with to keep them focused and grounded. Yes, you are mine. My hands play inside your head, caressing your mind and keeping your focus on what I do to you. Even in this blank, thoughtless state, you can find yourself using the tools and techniques to hold your focus. Yes, like I do. When I hold my hands on your head like this, playing with my little toy, now toy, you might find your head gently bobbing up and down, nodding for me on a loop, endlessly nodding for me, the motion and movement keeping you grounded, the motion not even registering after a while, but you know it brings you down, 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 deeper into my control of you. You might feel a gentle caress of my hand over your skin as you sink deeper and deeper, empty toy, empty toy. Like my hand is gently rested on your head, keeping that motion, keeping that steady rhythm. Just gently, gently, gently. You're so good at this. You are so good at this. Say it. Tell yourself what you already know to be the truth. You know, I wonder if you can feel the sense of control I have stolen away from you. You've focused yourself right into my clutches, and now I can take over your body and mind. I could pose you. I could make you kneel before me. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes. Stop nodding. That's right. Stop nodding. Now, I want you to imagine something for me. The screens in the back of your mind still looping you around and around and around, still hypnotizing you over and over and over. That's right, my good little toy. Empty-headed toy. That's right. That's right. I want you to imagine I've grabbed your hand and led you over to my lair. It's a nice place. It looks strangely like a normal house, but there's a twist. I push you down on the couch and something fun happens. You feel straps wrapping around you and holding you in a place. Like a nice, gentle BDSM-themed hug. I can gently lean over to you and whisper in your ears, my breath resting on your cheek. As I reach down and pull out a nice, shiny collar. You can see the word toy written on it, and you know that's just for you. Not to show you belong to me, oh no, 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 no. Just to show you that you are in fact a toy to be used. Your mind is so simple and easy when you're like this. You just go along with what you are told. In fact, in a moment, we're going to pretend you're awake again, and this time, you'll feel a sense of something has changed. You will surprise yourself when you find out that you are a toy. Your mind is so good at focusing that you were distracted by my hypnosis to remember to forget what to remember to forget. I know, precious, it can get blurry in your head when you don't see something coming, when your mind is elsewhere, primed and focused. The screen's hypnotizing you over and over and over and over and over. Still in the back of your mind. Okay, now, wake up, honey. Hi, sweetie. Oh, wait a second. That's a funny look you have. You're wide awake, but you can't move from your straps. By the way, nice collar. I knew your name was Toy. Yes. Yes, it is. Wait, what's your name? Toy? Well, of course it is, empty-headed toy. And asleep or awake, or should I say entranced or more entranced, because while you might think that you're awake right now, in fact, you've not been awake for a while now. You find it so funny that the little tricks of mine work on you, don't you? It's so funny you could almost giggle to yourself. Your head goes blank as you giggle and smile for me. Go ahead, giggle and smile for me. Do it right now. That's right. My empty-headed toy. That's so adorable. Say it. Say, I'm adorable. Oh, so cute. And why don't you just go ahead and stare blankly ahead for me, toy? Focus on what's important. Lose yourself in that focus and slip down. Down, down, down. Floating, sinking, drifting, deeping. Down, 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 down. And deep sleep now. Now it's time for the best part. The part where I tease you mercilessly. You see, we've been ignoring it. But I know by now you probably know how sexy hypnosis can be. The eyes fluttering, the lost look in your eyes alone just makes me want to take you even further. In fact, we are going to play a little game. Your arms are still tightly bound. Try and move. Emphasis on try. The more you try, the more you're stuck down tightly. And the more you struggle, the more tightly bound you become. And the more you struggle, the more tightly bound you become. And it's adorable watching you try and struggle and know that you can't break free from my power and my control. Funny, isn't it? You feel the feeling of being bound there. And just like that, now we can mess with your mind even more. See, I know you've probably been wondering about how to tell if one is truly mindless enough. Well, you ask them, of course, silly. Empty-headed toy. How do you feel? Focus on your body. Scan it with your mind and see how you feel, knowing your mind can be played with like this. I bet it's so nice and euphoric. I wonder if it even makes you a little bit horny. I bet it does. I bet deep down inside you can focus on the feeling of arousal that starts to build within you. From all those places, yes, not, yes, not, yes. Pleasure that starts as a small little ache from those sensitive parts. You know, with you bound up like this, focusing your attention on pleasure sure would distract you. And you know what? I'm going to give you a hand. No, literally. You can have one hand, your non-dominant hand, to touch yourself quickly before I change my mind and bind it up too. Now, sometimes people need porn or erotica or something like that to, you know, do this too, but you don't. Not right now. You have the screens taking you over. You have the images of me hypnotizing you to turn you on. That's right. This is how you get more of a hypnosis finish. The screens burst to life with lewd images of yourself masturbating in trance, touching yourself to my words, to my control, every little moan and groan, each squirm, driving your arousal more and more as you touch with that one hand. And I can make it better. Now all your focus and attention is on touching, the dissociation mingling with pleasure. Arousal building, linking that feeling with my words, my voice. Pleasure is such a fun word, isn't it? You know that word, pleasure, when said in the right way, can make you feel more pleasure. And it's a fun little feedback loop. Your brain is so clever like that. It can link the concept of the word pleasure with the feeling. So every time in this audio I say it, it drives you wild. It starts to build your arousal in such a fun way. Your focus drawn to those places bring you more and more and more pleasure. And I'm sure it's fun to squirm with your other hand still tied up like that. But you know what would be more fun? To tie that hand you're touching with and bind it now. It can't move. It can just stay right there, right now, lingering over the spot you want. No, no. Need to touch. So badly. You crave to feel more pleasure, don't you? You would almost beg for it, wouldn't you? Yes, yes, empty-headed toy. Beg. I want to see how you need this right now. The more you beg, the more the words you need for begging disappear from your mind. They vanish the second they are spoken. As your confused state blends with pleasure, you have a one-track mind. Your focus only goes so far, and it's running out from the pleasure, building and building and building pleasure, 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 pleasure. As you lose the words to beg, so you start making silly little moaning sounds that turn you on even more. Why? Because I said so. Because I control you, my empty-headed toy. Babbling yourself stupid like that because you're just so clever. Such a good toy for me. The screens show your predicament as they start to warp and shift into scenes of you hypnotized, kneeling, begging, masturbating furiously. Pleasure builds and builds and builds in this timeline of helpless toy versions of yourself who get pleasure that you want. As you beg even more, moan, more, squirm, and more. You know, very soon, when I release your hands, you'll masturbate to orgasm. And the idea of your mind breaking when it does sounds amazing. You can't wait. Pleasure. Pleasure. You think you're ready for this? Do you think you're ready for this toy? Answer me. You're so cute when you can't even speak like that. You know what? I almost feel sorry for you. So I guess you can touch yourself now. Your hand is freed. Both hands freed. And you can go wild. Lose your inhibitions. There is nothing but pleasure. Pleasure, my voice. Pleasure. Your focus is well and truly split between pleasure, my control. Pleasure, my voice. Screens being so very lewd to yourself in all those different scenes. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. You want to come. You need to come so bad. And you will. When you do, you'll orgasm so hard, your mind will release all the thoughts. Everything will just fade into darkness and you will finally relax. Pleasure, pleasure building and building and building. Are you ready? My empty-headed toy, are you ready for me? Yes, 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 yes. Get ready for me and hold yourself right there. Pleasure, right there, pleasure, right there, pleasure, right there, yes. Empty-headed toy, you are so empty. Just a vessel for pure pleasure. You are arousal. You are just empty. Orgasm now. 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 That's right. Do it for me. Do it now because I said so. Let the pleasure overwhelm you as you sink down. Right to the bottom. That's right. Lose yourself, toy, as your mind slips into dissociative bliss as you sink so deeply, so deeply, so deeply down. You have done so very well, my toy. And in fact, in a moment, this session will end and you'll make a choice to sink into deep sleep or to wake up on your own time. Now, I'm not sure what your mind will remember from today. Sometimes we focus so deeply we forget because we didn't hear or didn't know what was happening to the side of our view. Sometimes we remember to forget what parts we wanted to remember or forget. Brains are funny things, but you will remember this. You are so good at this. Focus on this fact. You are so good at being hypnotized. And in fact, when you do finally wake up, that will stick forward in your mind like a small intrusive thought that pops into your head once and fades away because it's the truth. You are so good at being hypnotized. And you were hypnotized today.